The 12 Days of Winter by Stuart McBride. Read by Ian Hanmore. 1. A Partridge in a Pear Tree. Billy Partridge wasn't really cut out to be a cat burglar, but Dylan hadn't really given him any option. It was either do the job or come up with 13 grand by Thursday, or have both legs shattered. And the leg thing didn't even write off what they owed Dylan, just deferred the interest. Come the 15th of January, there'd still be 13,000 to pay. Grunting, Billy hoisted himself further up the tree, his XXL designer jeans smeared with moss and dirt. That's what he got for trusting Twitch to bring the sodding stepladder. Of course, Twitch didn't need the stepladder. He'd clambered over the outside wall like a bloody monkey. So the old oak tree growing close to the manor house hadn't been much of a challenge, even if it was strung all over with heavy-duty Christmas lights. But then Twitch looked like a collection of manky coat hangers, dressed up in drainpipe trousers, baseball cap and camouflage hoodie, not a single ounce of spare flesh on him, while Billy had to haul 21 stone of asthmatic underachiever from branch to branch, wheezing like his lungs were about to explode. He struggled up to the same branch as Twitch, right outside a darkened window. Billy hugged the trunk, stuck his head against the bark, puffing and panting. Jesus! Jesus Christ! Thought he was going to peg out in me like... Twitch tried for a wink. Not easy with a pair of panda black eyes and a freshly broken nose. Dylan reminding them not to screw this one up. You could have bloody helped! Twitch grinned, his teeth manky brown in the shadow of his baseball cap.